Hello, this is Fiona, Big Mama's Pirate, and I'm here in Waterstones in Piccadilly in London with
Bridget Powerice.
And this is actually our third attempt to do this interview, because the first time just didn't work, because Bridget speaks very softly, but she's not going to speak softly tonight. And then the last time I recorded wouldn't work. So Bridget, when you've got such a big voice, how can you speak so softly?
I don't know, good question. Probably to save it, so then when I can... Because if I was speaking big like that all the time, I'd probably just have a croaky voice.
Okay. Good point. Right. So, you're off to America on Thursday, is that right?
Yeah, well, I'm flying to Ireland on Thursday, and then the next week I'm flying from Shannon to New York. So, yeah, in a week, basically.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am. I'm really looking forward to it. But the thing is that I was looking, like the last 2 weeks, I've been looking so, I knew I was leaving, so I was so happy that then I started really to enjoy London, because I never used to really like London. And then I was so happy I was leaving it. So I had such a great time, and I met new people, and I had such a great time. And now I'm like, oh, I don't want to leave London. But no, I am. I know when I get there, I'll be like really happy.
So what's made London better in the last 2 weeks? Is it just do you think it's just the fact that you're leaving, or have you seen something different in it?
Yeah, I think. Well, a really good friend of mine has moved over here from Ireland, so that's a huge point. And I don't know. Yeah, I've seen something different in it. But I'll be back soon anyway, so...
So are you going to, you're going to New York, are you going there to sing, or are you going to play some music while you're there? Have you got gigs lined up?
I haven't got any good gigs lined up, but I'm hoping to find a contact that I can just get a gig, because I don't want to do the whole open mic thing again. You know, when you're a singer as well, so you'd know, like, the first, you know, that kind of, I hate open mics, they're horrible.
Hard work.
They're hard work, and they take a few months, and then you finally get your normal gigs going. So I don't want to do that again. So hopefully I'll find a contact that will just get me straight into just doing gigs rather than depressing open mics.
Okay, on your MySpace, you say that you're from... Galway, London and New York. So where does your heart lie? Where would you... Now you've kind of told me you love New York and you're getting to like London, but you also say you're from Galway. So where
are you really from, Bridget?
Well, I don't know. I think my... Well, that's a really difficult one. It's in all three places, really. I think I love being in Galway because my family's there, and I love just being by the sea. And I'm starting to like London now. But, New York would... I would have... If you'd asked me that about 6 months ago, I would have said New York.
So, how would you describe your music?
I have no idea. Just me and a 12-string guitar. That's... I don't know. Pretty... Just... simple, really. I'd say it's simple, and then I guess I regard my voice as an instrument rather than just singing lyrics. But I wouldn't be able to really tell you what style it is. I could tell you what styles I'm influenced by, but I wouldn't be able to say what it is, because I really don't know.
Okay, so tell us some of the influences, because I heard you play on Thursday night And I'll tell you what I heard in a little while, but then you can tell me what you... No, please tell me your influences first.
Well, like everything, right? I was kind of raised on lots of Irish music, then rock. My mom loves the Beatles and stuff like that, so all of that kind of stuff. Then, like, I was really big into, like, Led Zeppelin and all that kind of rock, but then I went backwards into, like, their influences, which is, like, blues and then folk, and my dad's a huge country fan, so lots of country, and, yeah, just all of that kind of stuff. But then I love classical music, too, and jazz, so everything, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think I heard all that in what you were singing the other night, but I did hear really strongly that kind of old traditional Irish singing. I heard that coming, yeah, and it was really lovely, because I hadn't heard that on the MySpace, but when you're live, I can hear the real kind of influence of kind of, which I think is quite bluesy anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. How do you record? Because I know you've done some recording in a studio, but when you put your first song up on MySpace, I think you just recorded that yourself. And which do you prefer?
I prefer definitely doing it myself, just because I'm more comfortable. Like, I can just completely let go and do it myself. But then I prefer doing it in the studio because I'm really technically stupid, you know, and I just don't know how to set the controls. So if I could have someone, you know, invisible setting the controls, that would be perfect in my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we need an invisible engineer for Bridget.
Yeah.
So are your songs autobiographical, or do you use other influences to write about?
I think they're a bit of both, but I think in the end of the day, most things are autobiographical in a way. Like, you kind of, like, you can think they're not about yourself, but then in the end they kind of are. I don't know. I just sort of just make up a... Sometimes I make up a little story and then... But, yeah, most of them, yeah, they are autobiographical.
So which one is most autobiographical? I guess we can just go by the ones that are on the MySpace at the moment. Which one would you say that's...
God, I don't know. Okay, Angry in an Alley, yeah, that's pretty... That's autobiographical.
I was angry in an alley every humid day. I was frail like lace about to blow away. Shrieked out.
Grin, that's really autobiographical, but The Lost Night Girls, that is a bit of me, but that was mainly like just looking at lots of females.
I greet this blue smile sewn on to, never for one second alone.
Can write loads of things about other people, but in the end of the day, you end up finding out it is maybe a few years later or however long later, you find out it's kind of about yourself anyway, because, you know, where there's other things you notice in other people, they're normally things that you have in yourself, if that makes any sense.
Okay. So how long have you been writing? When did you write your first song, and how did it come about?
My first song was, well, I wouldn't even play that song now, but it was around this time last year that I proper started writing.
it. It's not that long ago.
No. It's this time of year when I got a guitar too, and I've started playing guitar. And I sort of was just like, I've got to do this. And I, yeah, so this, it's like last end of August.
Okay. That's interesting. So why did you have to do it, and why weren't you doing it before then?
Because I was really shy and I just would procrastinate so much. So I got rid of a lot of things. Actually, this is a bit before. About a year and a half ago, I got rid of a TV and I just got rid of them because I would just procrastinate. You know, I just would avoid doing it at all costs. But I really would want to do it, you know, because that's what I want to do, but I would just avoid it. I'm sure you can relate with that. And then I just kind of got to a point where I think I would see other people live, or I'd see something on TV live or some other performance, and I'd just be like, oh God, what is, you know. Actually, no, I'll tell you why I exactly did it. I was working in HMV. Actually, that was it was a bit later than this time last year. It was probably October. And it was just so horrible. And I was stacking shelves of CDs of people. And it was like a hit in the head every day, like, oh my God, why aren't I on those CDs? So, and I was just like, what am I doing? So then I just quit and thought, I have to just get on with it.
Okay. Because you're not a big fan of modern music at all, are you?
Well, it's not that I'm not a fan of modern music. I just like honest and real stuff. Like, I don't like cool things. Like, I don't know. I just don't know enough what modern music, but whenever I do hear some, I don't get as much from it as I do a lot of stuff. But I think it's just because the stuff I do get something out of, it just happens to be old. It's not because it's old. It's just happens to be old, and I just like real music, I guess.
Okay, if I was to put you on the spot and go, what do you think, or who do you think is the most influential or the most real artist and has had the most effect on you, who would you say?
At the moment, I don't know, there's a few. I think I really love Tim Buckley as a performer. Like, he just blows me away live. He just really lets it go, like, all out. And I really like Bob Dylan too. And then Townes Van Zandt, I really like. He's a great writer. And then I really love Duke Ellington. Like, that he does. He's just one of those lengthy artists that just has keep it going their whole life. I love them. I think they're so inspiring that they never really lose their level of. They never really kind of have. He's never really had any bad periods. He's just always good. Like, well, I think he is. So. But yeah, he's inspiring. I mean, loads of people. I'm really inspired by old Irish music as well, and loads of Irish musicians that I don't know their names even, just to have the CDs of just, you know, just people that just keep playing. Yeah.
So when you say people that keep playing, I'm just interested, you haven't mentioned any female artists.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Well, sorry. I really...
You don't have to. I'm just curious that all your things were male, that's all.
Well, I think I really loved Aretha Franklin, actually. She probably was the reason I started singing when I was younger. But I think that it's easy... I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to... I like Joni Mitchell too, but I think that girls, women have so many more distractions and things from the minute they're born, you know, like there's loads of pressures for their upkeep, so they don't actually get to they don't always get to creatively kind of just completely bloom as much as, you know, men do. And so I think I've just love a lot of fully, like, develop, that's the word. They don't get to, like, completely develop because there's loads of hang-ups and things like that. So I think maybe that's one of the reasons
Do you think it's hang-ups, or do you think they have more restrictions?
Well, yeah, and there's lots of... like I was saying this to someone the other day, you know, if a minute a girl is born, there's this kind of, oh, you're very pretty, you know, thing. Like, there's this kind of thing. There's just loads of shit piled on you from when you're little, and unless you break through that, you just got a load of neurotic kind of things that you can end up having for the rest of your life, and that you don't actually get to, I don't know, do what you're meant to. I don't know. I'm really bad at explaining things.
No, but...
This is really interesting, and it's kind of... I'm not going to stay in it too long, but it's kind of like... I'm curious to know that... Because you're such a strong female singer, and I've seen you perform, and you know I love your voice, and I think it's fabulous. So I'm kind of curious that... that you don't have even one female role. I mean, maybe even not a singer. Maybe... Is there anybody else that kind of gives you the strength other than... That is female. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, but just on the spot, I can't really think of anyone other than I really like a singer called Karen Dalton, but I mean the ones that really get me sort of. I love a singer called Mahalia Jackson, gospel singer. She's fantastic. There's loads of amazing female artists, but I think the ones at the moment I'm just interested in are men. Okay. Just happen to be men. I don't think men are better artists or anything ridiculous like that. That's what I was trying to explain a minute ago. It's just that, like, is that...
No, I...
Because women have all this crap that they don't...
Yeah. That they have to deal with.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
The last time I spoke to Bridget, I couldn't get her to speak into the mic, and now I can't get the mic back off.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. You also... paint, and how does your painting influence your music, or vice versa, or does it, or
it does, yeah. I sometimes, like, a lot of my paintings or drawings, I'll look at them while I'm playing a guitar, and then I'll just, some lyrics will come out from looking at, like, yeah, some of my... So, they influence you like that. And then, I don't know. Yeah, they're just kind of entwined like that.
Okay.
Like, Last Night Girls, that was written about a drawing I did. So, yeah, I pretty much... Yeah, they're very close together.
Dress is lonely, like an unmarked grave.
And in New York, you said you're going to do an art show, is that right? You're going to...
Yeah, I'm
and how are they linked? Are you going to do... Are you going to try and link both of them up, or...?
No, I'd keep them separate like that. Like, I'd just... I'm doing an art show. I think there's, like, 10 other artists doing it. So it's only just displaying 5 pieces. And then, I'd keep them separate, I think.
And where is that going to be, just in case? Any of the listeners are...
Oh, it's at a place called Niagara on Avenue A in the East Village. It's a bar. The downstairs of a bar.
So, coffee or alcohol?
Alcohol.
And why?
Because coffee makes me... they both make me crazy, but coffee doesn't let me sleep, and alcohol I can sleep with.
Does alcohol not wake you up after having too much?
Nah. Well, I can sleep at night once I have some, if I did drink, but I can't sleep at night with coffee.
Is sleep a problem with you, or...?
It is when I have coffee.
Okay, fair enough.
No. I try and moderate both of them, really.
So you mix them up?
No. No, I try. I would try not have too much of either.
That's very sensible.
Yeah, well, it is because I just can't handle either, because they just make me so hyper, and like, I'm hyper now, and I've just had one coffee, so so, like, you know, I'm just disastrous if I have three.
Okay. Ain't getting any more coffee from me. So where do you see yourself in, I don't know, 7 years' time? Instead of saying 5 or 10, where do you see yourself in 7 years' time?
7 years' time, I'll be 29, and I think I'll, I don't know, I think I'll probably be living by the sea. Or doing half and half. I'd like to live somewhere peaceful and then tour. So half and half the year. That's what I'd like to do.
And now you just... So if 7 years' time you're going to be 29, how would you like to celebrate your 30th?
I'd like to celebrate my 30th with you. And we'd have another interview like this.
It's a deal.
Yeah.
On your 30th birthday, we'll have another interview for Pirate Pods.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
If you were a world leader anywhere, who would you be?
I don't know, because I really don't know that many world leaders, especially ones that I like. But last time, yeah, I did say Mother Teresa, who isn't a leader.
But she was in her
Well,
mind.
She is, yeah. But well, actually, yeah, I'd like to be her.
But have you thought about it since? Because I know you have to have thought about why you said Mother Teresa.
Well, I think it's because she's really peaceful, and I was reading a book, and I can't remember what book it was, but it was... She's got some great sayings, and I can't remember them either, so I'm not going to quote them. But, yeah, I think she's not the worst leader to be.
No, she just wears
a what on her head? No, I don't know. I really don't have that much interest in leaders. So I wouldn't want to be one.
That was a great question. Actually, I've remembered what I wanted to ask you, because I forgot to ask you. You've got... I know I asked you kind of about your songs earlier, but I never asked you what your favourite song is and why it's your favourite song.
Of ever or my...
Of your own songs.
Oh, my own songs. It's probably Wild Grin, because it just came out really easily. And I don't know, I get more out of it every time I play it. But it's about just kind of when I used to live in New York, and I just had a very strange... kind of lifestyle. I didn't sleep much at all, and I just basically remember being up all night. Basically, it's what this. It was just. It's about a. It's about. Oh God, I don't know how to explain it. It's about a bad relationship, and then just kind of having some clarity, and after staying up all night.
With a wide grin on your face.
No, with someone else on someone else's face.
Yeah. Now to rise, he knows. Dawn hurts my eyes. Yet he walks right in at around 6 a.m. with that wild.
Went through this the last time. There's a tradition. You got to do a pirate impression, because we're called Pirate Pods. So off you go.
I am a pirate.
Oh, go on.
Well, that's my best.
Is it okay?
Yeah. Actually, my little brother could do a brilliant one.
Do an impression of your little brother doing the part.
Well, it's unintentional, but it's his version of an Irish accent. So he'd be like, I'm a pirate. Even though his dad is Irish, he still can't do an Irish accent.
That's fair enough.
He just is a pirate accent. So.
That's okay.
Richard Powerise, thank you very much.
No worries, thanks.